Today, we hear from two stories from Mountain West Voices. First, Clay Scott tells a story about a nocturnal adventure with saw-whet owl researchers in Montana, and then a visit with Denver Holt of the Owl Research Institute.
You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott, and this is the sound of a saw-whet owl. Matt Larson and Matt Seidensticker are using the recorded call to attract birds to the nets they've set up on the edge of a clearing in a cottonwood forest. We're in western Montana. It's about 10:30 on a mild October night, and we're wearing headlamps as we make our way to where the nets are draped between trees.
You know, the last few nights have been pretty good. I think we're something like 51 birds or something the last four or five nights, so...
Got another one?
Yeah, one straight ahead of you there, Matt. I'll check the other net, too.
In the light of the headlamps, I can see a little brown and white owl about the size of my hand, tangled in the fine mesh. It doesn't struggle, but when Matt Larson carefully untangles it from the net, it makes an agitated clacking sound with its bill. We head back to the trailer to measure, band, and weigh the bird. It tips the scales at just over 3 ounces. We'll also take a feather or two for a DNA sample. After a couple of hours, I leave to get some sleep, but Matt Larson and Matt Seidensticker will stay out most of the night, as they usually do this time of year when the owls are migrating. They've both been collecting data on Montana's many species of owls for years as part of the Owl Research Institute. The next day, I drive up the Mission Valley to visit the institute, and it's not exactly what I expected. It's a collection of rustic outbuildings around an old farmhouse at the end of a dirt road. The founder and director is a man named Denver Holt. As he shows me around, he talks about his improbable journey from Boston street tough to ornithologist.
You know, we would still hang out and be, you know, just kind of... juveniles, you know, punks running around, hanging out in the street corners. But I remember that I got a hold of a book called The Journals of Lewis and Clark, and it was written by a guy named Bernard DeVoto out of Harvard University. And I used to keep that with me when we were running from the cops and things like that, you know, and just being wild. And I thought, gosh, you know, the West sounded cool.
Denver spent most of his high school years cutting class and getting into trouble. He and his friends destroyed some property at the house of a woman who lived nearby. Her name was Nancy Claflin, and she tracked him down. To his surprise, she offered him a job.
She hired me to do some landscaping, and I was working on the grounds one day, and there was a hawk soaring around, and I was looking at it, and she said, "What are you looking at?" And I go, "Oh, there's a red-tailed hawk up there." She said, "Well, how do you know that's a red-tailed hawk?" And I said, "Well, gosh, you know, it's got a red tail. How hard is that?" You know, and she laughed. Walked away, came out 5 minutes later with a pair of binoculars and a bird book.
Nancy had been involved for many years with the Audubon Society. At first, Denver was only interested in raptors, tough birds that kill stuff, he told me. But it wasn't long before he and Nancy were driving around the Massachusetts countryside, jumping out of the car to look at bluebirds.
That's how it happened, and the interest just kept going, and she kind of trained me and helped me move along. And then at one point in time, I said, "Oh gosh, you know, I guess I'm gonna have to go to college, you know, and stuff." Because at that point, who knows what I was gonna do, you know? I was in high school then, you know, and I was, I don't know, just, you know, when you grow up back there, you're just always kind of in a little mischief, and so I was constantly in a little bit of trouble, I guess.
Denver eventually made his way to the University of Montana. After college, he says he did some work as a biologist, but most of the job opportunities were too confining for him.
But I always knew I wanted to be outside. Again, I first remember working with the, you know, like Forest Service, BLM, Fish and Wildlife Service, university, and thinking, you know, this is neat and all that stuff. But one of the things that disappointed me was nobody was going outside. You know, they were sending you out. But, you know, everyone was kind of bound to an office. It was disappointing that this is where I could end up, too. Then somehow I got tied in with the Nature Conservancy and Natural Heritage Programs, and I thought, oh, a little more flexibility here. They seem to get outside and do a little bit more stuff, and, you know, stuff that interested me, which was going out and, you know, working on wildlife and doing inventories and monitoring and things of that sort. And I thought, gosh, I can do this. I could start my own research institute. And everyone thought, you're out of your mind.
27 years later, the research carried out at the institute is respected worldwide. They send a team to Alaska every summer to study snowy owls. And Denver just returned from Europe, where he gave a talk in Italy and led a seminar at the Max Planck Institute in Germany.
Without trying to toot my horn too much, we are recognized throughout the world as, you know, kind of leaders in wildlife research and wildlife conservation. And now we can, everything that we've learned, we can use to educate the public more about wildlife. If we take you in the field and we put an owl in your hand to help, you know, after doing research and you let it go or something like that, you're ours for the rest of your life.
You've been listening to Denver Holt at the Owl Research Institute. This is Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images of saw-whet owls and to listen to and download dozens of stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.